This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and we talk about hunting and we talk about the great outdoors. So if those subjects are of interest to you, and I hope that they are, since that's what the show's about, and hopefully you're listening, we would like to have a conversation with you about it. That's right. And you can do that very simply by picking up your phone, either your cell phone or your home phone, so to speak, and dialing the number. Well, actually, you don't really dial anything anymore. You press buttons, or on my phone, I just press little marks on the screen. There's no real buttons on this thing. It's just amazing, the technology. If you have a touch-tone phone, if you have a dial phone, if you have a button phone, either way, you get in touch with me by calling this number, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's 922-6680. Now, if you do have a landline, you know, a phone plugged into the wall there at your house, and you're outside the immediate Baltimore local area, you can reach me by calling 1-800-WCBM-680, and that's a toll-free call for you, 800-922-6680. So that's how you get in touch, and we'd love to hear from you. You can text me. You can you can't call me, but you can text me. You can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, if you'd like, and it's that's the email address, and I'll take a look at the screen here every now and then. I might not respond immediately, but I might. You never know. But I have a story up on the screen that I think might be of interest to you this morning. So let's start out with some great news. Let's start out with the Natural Resources, Maryland Natural Resources Police report from March 28th. That was this week. Four anglers were charged with poaching striped bass in Dorchester County. That was in Dorchester County. Excuse me. Cases handled by the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Officers conducting surveillance early Sunday morning at the ferry bridge on Hooper's Island. And I was there Sunday. I don't know, what time did we get there? I guess we got there about 1 o'clock, something like that, for Easter dinner at Old Salty's. Officers conducting surveillance early Sunday morning at the ferry bridge on Hooper Island saw two groups of recreational fishermen. That's right, recreational fishermen, no watermen this time, catching and keeping striped bass, rockfish. One group had 16 fish, and the other group had 9 fish. The rockfish season is, of course, closed. I would say these folks are fishing the Honga River there. So, they found that Edgar Fuentes de Mata, 37 years old, and Lenin Gonzalez Fuentes, 34. They were both from Bladensburg. They were each charged with possessing 8 striped bass in a closed season, and they're required to appear in Dorchester District Court rather than being allowed to pay a fine. Their hearing is scheduled for May 18th. Now, if they're found guilty, they each could be fined as much as $1,500. And then on the other group, it was Joel Ramos Campos and Jorge Widmar Flores. He's 36. Joel is 49. They're both from Hyattsville, and they're each charged with possessing 4 fish in a closed season. So Flores was also charged with fishing without a license. Their hearing is scheduled for May 18th. And Campos can avoid a trial by paying a fine of $1,000, and Flores must pay a fine of $1,075 to avoid trial. So, rockfish running up the river, spawning. These fellows took advantage of it. Unfortunately, they did not know they were being surveilled by Maryland Natural Resource Police. So I'd like to send out this little message of condolence to these guys. Lenin Gonzalez Fuentes. 16 rockfish. Closed season. Joel Ramos Campos and Jorge Wilmar Flores. 8 fish. Closed season. No licenso. Too bad the boys. Did you hear the news from Kenya? Oh, yes. 2 lions were killed in Kenya. Outraged. Hey, there's Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's my typical Saturday morning with you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm trying not to laugh.
Oh, please don't. No, no, that's just totally serious, poaching rockfish, absolutely.
Oh, no, 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 no. It was a politically incorrect song, because that was funny. I'm dying on that one.
Whatever you want to think, buddy. We just sent out a tribute to those fellas, so.
Exactly. You know what? I'm already seeing it down here in Pasadena at Fort Smallwood. They're already...
It's everywhere.
I know, and DNR, we need more DNR officers. Especially with the new boat ramp that's getting ready to open April 19th.
Yeah, Captain Don sent me a beautiful bunch of pictures from Fort Smallwood. I'll tell you what, really nice.
I have to disagree with Captain Don only because he knows how to navigate a boat. It's only 14 foot.
Yeah.
From span to span on both of them. You've got to know how to navigate your boat, or else there's going to be a lot of boat damage.
Mm.
And then to go out around the jetty, it's tight.
Nah.
I mean, really, really tight. I'll email you some pictures later. But no, I'm already seeing the illegal harvesting, for lack of a better word, it's already starting down here. And it's like, you're going to keep that fish? Well, yeah. No, that's a strike. That doesn't go. You can't say anything. No, but my phone can take the picture and send it to DNR.
Right.
And DNR knows me very well.
Right.
Because I'm the first one to make the phone call, because I disagree with doing all that.
Well, of course. Who doesn't?
And also, for another fishing update, over in Denton, and then it's Queensboro, over there, the white perch are spawning.
Right.
So they're catching some big, big... God, my wife will kill me when I say this. Big mamas.
Well, your wife apparently isn't awake.
No, that's exactly. I spend my Saturday morning.
But why is mama offensive?
No, big mama.
Oh, big mama. Well, hey.
Yeah. But no, and I agree with you. This stuff has to stop, because we're just now getting our rockfish population back up. Same thing with them when they go crabbing down here. They're pulling the illegals out, and then DNR shows up, and man, they bolt. I mean, it's like turn the lights on, the cockroaches scatter.
And some of the crabs are undersized, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly my point. You know, we just need to be more vigilant as fishermen. And, again, I have DNR on speed dial.
I get it. Yeah, they probably get tired of hearing you, but you know what? It's their job to enforce the wildlife and fisheries laws, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And actually, they don't get tired of hearing from me, because when they come down, they know me. They know my car.
Yep.
And I'm like, and I just point.
Yep.
And then you go, Fort Smallwood. What was it? 2 seasons ago, when they rack up one on one particular group. $250,000 in fines.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't.
All right, Matthew. Well, I appreciate the report. We know it's rampant everywhere. And this time of the year, people go crazy because they want to go out and go fishing, and they catch a nice rockfish, and they're hungry. They think they're going to catch a perch, and they go, that's a nice rock. It'll taste pretty good, and I'll put him in the middle, and nobody will find out. Well, you know, God's watching.
So, and exactly. God's watching. And so all of us, we get our stuff from Clyde's. We're all watching.
Exactly. There you go, buddy. All right, Matthew. Appreciate the phone call.
Have a blessed morning.
You do the same. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. And Matthew's watching, too. 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to comment, we'd like to hear it. That's for sure. So here's what happened. Okay, so it was a bad week to be a lion in Kenya. This is a story from New York Times. The writer is Liam Stack. It was yesterday. It was not an April Fool's joke. Second lion killed in Kenya in 2 days reignites outrage. Well, guess what? There weren't any hunters on the scene. No. On Thursday, a 2.5-year-old lion known as Lemek was found killed by a spear, the Kenya Wildlife Service said. One day after the service's own rangers shot and killed a lion, whom they had hoped to tranquilize and capture, after it lashed out at a crowd that had gathered to gawk at it. The lion killed on Wednesday, a well-known 13-year-old called Mohawk, injured one person when it charged at the crowd and knocked him off a motorcycle, leaving him with bruises and lacerations. Oh, well, I guess we have to take this phone call, and that's fine. Good morning, Bill. How are you? How's things in Manchester this morning?
Things are good.
Good. What's up?
Just wanted to thank you for the dinner. I didn't make it, but I appreciate what you do.
Oh, the Hunting Coalition.
Yeah,
that was last Saturday. We'll talk about that in a bit. But, yeah, we had 320 people assembled there in Westminster. And, the place was packed out. We had 40 tables full of people there. And I don't think the folks at Martin's were anywhere looking forward to trying to stick another table in the building because it wasn't going to work very well. But, we had a maxed out crowd there. We sold out, of course, suspended ticket sales Friday before the event. We knew some people would not show up, and we knew some people would walk in, and it balanced out pretty well. But it was an exciting time. It really was. We had.
Dang, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it.
Well, maybe next year. So, but we did have a couple. We did have a couple announcements that we made. And, we did. One of them is a 50-man dove shoot coming up on September 17th, and that's on the Upper Eastern Shore. Folks can go online and sign up for that. The coalition's providing lunch, and Tom Slavin at the Upper Bay Gun Club is providing the farms. So what will happen is we'll gather at a central location. Everybody will have lunch. Everybody will have a good time. And then Tom and his crew will assist all the hunters to go to the, we're not going to put 50 people in one field. We're going to have four or five places where we can go, where we will, scatter. And then, shooting those doves over the sunflowers is always a lot of fun.
No, no doubt.
So we'll go out and we'll have a good time. And, we want to thank the Upper Bay Gun Club for providing the location. It donated the entire thing, and the Maryland Hunting Coalition benefits. It's typical price for a dove hunt on the Eastern Shore. It's only $150 a person, and we're limited to 50. So, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
The other announcement is the folks at Westminster Equipment brought over a Kubota RTV 500 in camo. Coalition added a windshield and a roof and a back screen on that thing. They have a little dump bed on there. It's a side-by-side 500. And they brought one over just for everybody to take a look at. And we're working with Westminster, Frederick, and Gaithersburg Equipment on the promotion, but we're selling tickets on that thing. Somebody's going to win that on September 17th. That is a really nice four-wheel drive unit, a Kubota side-by-side RTV 500, and the tickets are just $20.
Put me down for a ticket.
Well, they're 3 for $50. Go online and sign up, get one. It's easy. Maryland, MDHuntingCoalition.org, Bill. So,
okay.
And sorry you missed it, but Sean was there. Danny Baker was there. Tom Slavin was there. A number of folks you might know in the waterfowl world. A lot of people from waterfowl world were there. We had some, the Maryland Waterfowlers Association had a table. Ducks Unlimited had a table. We had Quality Deer Management Association, Maryland Fur Trappers, Baltimore County Game and Fish. Trying to think.
Everybody.
It was a well-rounded crowd, an enthusiastic crowd, and the coalition was glad to see everybody there. Johnny Ray Salling, the senator, was there from East Baltimore. He spoke for a little bit. He's the one that saved strict liability in the General Assembly last year, and this year he's the sponsor of the Poaching Restitution Act. So Johnny was there. Haven Shoemaker was there from Carroll County. So it's all good.
Haven.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Good.
So appreciate you calling in, buddy. Everything else good?
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I couldn't make it, Mama's got some health issues. We're getting taken care of.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Did you see the proposals for the upcoming waterfowl season?
Yes.
Yep. What do you think?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sea ducks are taking a beating.
Yeah, the sea ducks are taking a beating, and the sea duck guys aren't happy about the seasons. They'd like to see that start a little later and run more concurrent with the duck season, the end of the duck season. But, I can certainly understand their thoughts on that, so.
Yeah.
Yep, so.
I wish you'd have been up with me in Pennsylvania to see those ducks in February.
They weren't in season, though, were they?
No, they weren't in season, but. I could sit and watch them all day long. 100 pintails, 50 widgeon, 30 or 40 green-winged teal.
Nice.
It was just cool.
Nice stuff. I love watching them. I love going over to places like over to Delaware to the refuge over there. What is it?
Bombay
Hook. I love watching the ducks over there, all the different varieties at this time of year. February, a little earlier.
Yeah.
A little earlier. Most of them are gone now, I guess, but.
Yeah, they're long gone.
But I saw a big flock of ducks going across the Bay Bridge just the other day. I think they were divers. I'm pretty sure they were either river ducks, bluebills, or canvasbacks, but I mean, they were all out there to the right side of the Bay Bridge. I saw this activity. I thought it was breaking fish, and it was diver ducks. And I'm like, what in the world are they doing out here? But apparently they hadn't.
Stragglers.
Yeah, stragglers. But they were all together. It must have been 200 of them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to come up next year.
That sounds good.
I always get them. And I'm going to get that spot right this coming year.
Good. We'll look forward to it.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Yeah, take care, Alan.
You got it, man. Thanks.
See you, bud.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There we go. So anyway, Bill from M&A Outfitters, duck hunt with those guys, sometimes goose hunt with them. Good folks. So we were talking about a lion, okay? They found a 2.5-year-old lion who they named. Personally, folks, when I go hunting, I don't name the critters, I mean, if we see one on trail camera or something like that, I'll say, oh, look, I'm going after the big 12 point, or I'm going after that big 10 point, or I'm going after that one with the big G2s or something like that. I'm not in the habit of naming, these deer. Some people, I named him Crusher. I named him Diesel. I named him whatever. It's fine. You name them what you want to name them. Okay. I mean, there was one up at the farm in Cecil County one year that I named Minivan. I mean, you see him walking through the woods, and I mean, visions of a Dodge minivan walking. And he was that big body-wise, but I didn't specifically name him Minivan. I said, "Again, Brian, good point. Just because we name them that doesn't mean their mom and their big mama didn't name them that. That's right. Good point. Yeah, I mean, was Bambi's name really Bambi? Or is that what we called him? Maybe his mama called him, nah. You never know. So let's talk about this lion here real quick. So this 2.5-year-old lion known as Lemek, L-E-M-E-K, was found killed by a spear. Not many modern American or other international hunters use spears to take lions. I would say this might be a local case. Just saying. Potentially a local incident. Then this the 13-year-old lion that was killed the day before was called Mohawk. If you want to Google Mohawk the lion, you can see a video, I believe, or at least several still pictures of a ranger from the Kenya Wildlife Service. Killing this lion. It's not a pleasant sight. So, conservationists said that a rail and road project that is cutting through the heart of the Nairobi National Park, a nature reserve on the outskirts of the capital, was leading the lions to try to escape in search of quieter hunting grounds. According to Reuters, both lions were killed south of the park, which has become surrounded by human settlements since it was established in 1946. Quote, before construction started in the park, the lions were not escaping. So there are indications that the noise and blasting is affecting their movements. Robert, I can't say this guy's name, Ndetei, Species Conservation Management at the World Wildlife Fund's Nairobi office, told Reuters. The killings drew outrage in Kenya and online, and they highlighted the threat posed to wildlife by the loss of their habitat to expanding development. Let me explain what that means. The lions are looking for something to eat, and they don't care if their prey has four legs or two legs. And as the lions who are in this reserve learn that people taste pretty good to them, they will continue to go outside the park and raid the local villages in search of goats, cattle, dogs, and folks. That's what that means. So, here's a fellow by the name of Mutuma Mathieu in a column for the Daily Nation, Kenya's largest newspaper. He wrote a letter. Said, not fully appreciated the depth of my feelings about animals in the outdoors until I saw the video of that ranger slaughtering the lion in Isinya on Wednesday. I felt as if he had, without cause, killed a close relative. Uncle Mohawk! That man shot you just because you went after people and knocked a guy off the motorcycle and tried to eat him. You got killed. What's wrong with you? Maybe it's stress. Maybe the people got a little too close. What do you think? Maybe they annoyed this 450-pound killing machine. Maybe he saw somebody in the crowd that looked or smelled a little tasty. I don't know. Don't know. But, you know, if you're surrounded by wildlife officials and maybe instinctively knew that someone was there to do you harm, you know, how do you know that that gun they're pointing at you has a tranquilizer in it? How do you know that it's not meant to harm you? And here's a crowd of people gathered around to watch this thing, and you look around and there's guys on the left, and there's guys on the right, and they're coming closer, and one of them's pointing something at you, and there's a crowd of people that are gawking at you and pointing and laughing and having a good time, and there's this guy in a motorcycle, and boy, he smells so good. And you decide, I've got to get out of here. easiest way is through that motorcycle. I don't know why. I don't think like a lion. What do I know? And he knocks a guy off the motorcycle. Maybe he's trying to take... Maybe it was a motorcycle jacking. Maybe the lion wanted to get on the motorcycle. Being a close relative of this other guy, maybe he had a place to stay. You know, you never know. And so he went for the motorcycle, knocked the guy off. And the wildlife ranger said, oh, we can't have a lion going after people. Because once you get a taste... Once you get a taste, this lion's too habituated now. He's thinking like a person. He's going after people. He's trying to hijack a motorcycle and escape anyway. So you know, let's just kill him. That's what they did. Wasn't a hunter. Wasn't a dentist from Midwest. It wasn't some member of the Safari Club International. Wasn't who's trying to preserve lions, by the way. You ought to read about that. Wasn't a member of the Dallas Safari Club. It wasn't anybody from Maryland. Nope. The wildlife official in Kenya thought the best decision was to kill that lion to keep him from eating the rest of the crowd. The other one with the spear? Hey, he was with two other lions. Maybe. They have surveillance that showed three lions that had been out of the park. So, you know, you wander out of the park. I mean, there's no fence. It's a porous border. You know, the agents are busy doing something else. There's not enough people to patrol the whole border of the wildlife reserve. And these lions wander into the other territory and, you know, try to steal motorcycles and eat villagers. And, you know, there's no hunting. And so... Hey, if you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, I love saying wildlife art on the radio. Say that real time, three times real fast, wildlife art. Waterfowl hunting or a scenic walk along the bay. It's time for the 35th annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 6th. Saturday, May 7th, and Sunday, May 8th. Admission is just $10 for the weekend. Kids under 12 are admitted free with a paying adult. Listen, there's lots going on there. Carving competitions, several of those. A retriever demonstration, a goose and duck calling competition, a live raptor display, a sculling competition, silent auction, and much, much more featuring community and nonprofit organizations. 100 decoy carvers, wildlife artists, photographers, and others will be on hand to showcase their work. Much of it for sale, of course. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, May 6th, 7th, and 8th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739, and we'll see you at the Decoy Festival. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, we welcome back Fishbones Bait and Tackle as a sponsor for the spring and the summer and a little bit into the fall. For great fishing tackle and crabbing supplies and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I like to recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, you take Route 100 to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. If you need any type of gear for fishing or crabbing and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, stop at Fishbones or call them. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will ever find. Call 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573. That's for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Taking your phone calls at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-WCBM-680, outside the local Baltimore dialing area, 800-922-6680 would be our phone number there if you'd like to give us a call, 410-922-6680. This week was very interesting. We did the benefit, as Bill alluded to there, on Saturday. A lot of people there. We talked about it for weeks here about getting your seat and getting your ticket. And we had a number of our listeners that were there. And our buddy Chuck from up in Hampstead, he was a big winner. He came up winning a sick of deer hunt down in Muddy Marsh Outfitters. So that was pretty cool. Fran was there. Any number of folks that we encounter on a daily basis. W&W Tire and Auto Service was a gold sponsor. All the folks from W&W were there. Battery Warehouse was a gold sponsor. All the folks from Battery Warehouse was there. You know, it was very nice. QDMA, Maryland QDMA was a gold sponsor. QDMA folks were all there. Our web guy, Barry, wound up with a winning bid on a beautiful Hoyt bow that he was lusting after. So congratulations to Barry for winning that. Glad to have him get that. That was on the live auction. Our buddy Charles Rodney, the rabbit hunter, was the auctioneer and did a great job. Like I mentioned, some of the other groups that were there, I try not to miss anybody. But this is what a coalition is all about, ladies and gentlemen, getting, you know, the entities, the different groups to come together, because we're all united as hunters. You know, we're not, you know, I don't care if you're a, you know, left-handed female rough grouse shooter, and that's the only thing you concentrate on, and you shoot a, you know, 28 gauge, you know, and only shoot number 9 shot. I really don't care. If you're a hunter, you're part of the coalition. You know, maybe you're a long distance elk hunter, and you know, you only shoot a custom $8,000 gun with a $4,000 scope on it and only kill elk and mule deer over 1,000 yards. That's fine. Come on. You're a hunter. Come on, join us. You know, I don't care. If you hunt, you belong to the coalition. You can join, of course, mdhuntingcoalition.org. I talked to Bill about the two things we're doing now that were announced at the benefit, and that's the dove hunt. If you'd love to be a dove hunt, if you'd like to go on an Eastern Shore dove hunt on a beautiful prime property with plenty of birds, that would be a great thing you could do. The Upper Bay Gun Club has donated the location on September 17th. It's a Saturday. Come on out and join us. We're going to have a pig roast, and we're going to have, you know, a lot of friends there and a lot of folks that want to go dove hunting. The price is $150. It's a going rate for a dove hunt on the Eastern Shore. Good friends. You get to, you know, hang out and have lunch, then go shoot some birds and enjoy your day with us at the Maryland Hunting Coalition Dove Shoot Again, go online, you can download the flyer, share it with friends. You can, you know, sign up for that. Tickets are available for the Kubota RTV 500. Picture of it online on the website, and you can get your tickets right online. We'll mail the stubs to you. So we've got that going on. So anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We did talk about the migratory birds. Or, you know, the feds changed the whole program and are now getting things together for the folks here in Maryland a lot earlier than they used to. It used to go into July and August, and now the public hearing was last month, earlier this month, and now the recommendations include a youth waterfowl hunting days on November 5th and February 11th, and then regular duck hunting season is October 15th to 22nd, November 12th to 25th, and December 13th to January 28th. Daily bag limit of 6, including 2 canvas bags. The Migratory Atlantic Population Canada Goose Hunting Segment from November 19th to the 25th, and then again December 16th through February 4th, daily bag limit of 2. Special season for sea ducks in the designated zone from November 5th through January 13th, and then the morning dove season segments from September 1 to October 8th, October 21st to November 19th, and December 17th to January 7th. And all this is available on the Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping on the website right now. It's all there. But it'll also be printed in the 2016-2017 Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping and on the department's hunting webpage. And by the way, did you notice that they quietly changed the header on the webpage from wildlife to hunting? That's exactly what they did. Took a while. Glad they did it. Mmm. Ah, coffee. Elixir of life. Wonderful stuff. All right, 410-WCBM 680. Let's keep those calls coming. Come on, folks. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Also, a report came out this week that 5 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease in Allegheny County. Normal place to find them, right there in that little hot spot, CWD zone. The total overall cases of deer harvested and tested for CWD in Maryland was 11 total. 4 of the 5 were harvested in the chronic wasting disease management area, and that's the eastern one-third of the county. The other deer was taken near Cumberland, making it the first documented case outside of the chronic wasting disease management area. So, according to the wildlife director, Paul Pedito, quote, chronic wasting disease is an unfortunate but inevitable reality for a small amount of deer in western Maryland. Given that this disease is now present in the region, our wildlife biologists will continue to work diligently to document and monitor its presence, which so far has been limited to Allegheny County, where its citizens to only consume the meat of deer that appear healthy. So, there you go. Concerns over the disease should not stop anyone from hunting deer or enjoying venison. There's no evidence that the disease can be transmitted to humans, livestock, or other animals. It's recommended that hunters avoid consuming the meat of sick animals, as well as the brain, the spinal column, or lymph nodes of deer, all of which are normally removed during the butchering process. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had deer lymph nodes, or even deer lymph node sausage. Just saying. Maryland is one of more than 23 states and Canadian provinces with chronic wasting disease documented in deer and elk and moose. The department has intensively sampled for this disease since 2002, before it was initially found in West Virginia in 2005. First confirmed cases in Maryland was reported in February of 2011. To date, 11 samples tested positive out of more than 8,500 deer tested in Maryland. Since 2010, sampling efforts have been focused on Allegheny and western Washington counties due to the presence of the disease in nearby West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. I've had a deer tested for chronic wasting disease on the Howard County Management Program. They go in and take make an incision behind the skull. They go down into the neck of the deer. They pull a lymph node. They put it in a little container and send it off to the lab to be tested. So, there's more information, again, on the Department of Natural Resources website. Hey, we stopped at all of our sponsors the last couple of days. Thursday and Friday, we were there. And everybody's doing good. Battery Warehouse folks had a great time at the dinner. And W&W Tire and Auto Service folks had a great time at the dinner. And they're great, great folks, great sponsors, great, just good people, good people. Went to Catonsville Linex yesterday, and Jack was there. He said, tell anybody if they need an emergency sprayed bed liner, I'll be there this morning. So you can call Catonsville Linex if you want to get your truck bed sprayed this morning. Jack will be there about 7. Bobby at Bay Linex in Glen Burnie donated a truck bed liner to our benefit, and our buddy Chuck from Hempstead also wound up getting that. Had the winning bid on that. So that was pretty cool, too. So Chuck was a big winner. And anyway, BW Hitches is now part of the lineup down at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. BW Hitches, they make the hitches for inside your truck bed if you have a gooseneck trailer, and they make the hitch that goes in the back of your truck, and you can switch, you can just turn the different ball sizes on the insert there. You can go from 2 to 2.25 to 2.5 to whatever are the different, you know, size trailers that you're pulling. It's the only hitch you'll have to buy. So BW Hitches is now part of the lineup down there at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. So again, good people all across the state. Clyde Sports Shop, can't say enough about them, and we'll talk about them in just a minute. Fishbones, Bud's great. He's looking forward to a great year. Already getting the reports that crabbing is good. Maybe we'll check in with him later. But, just a great, great group of people. That's all I can tell you. Great sponsors, service-oriented. If you want to, support our sponsors and you hear them, I recommend them. I do business with them. I get my tires at W&W Tire and Auto Service to get my truck serviced there. At Battery Warehouse, if I ever need a battery, and I have bought batteries there for different things, game feeders and cell phones and every little type of battery you can imagine for hearing aids, you name it, they've got it. Yeah, I said they have batteries for hearing aids. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit about Clyde Sports Shop. They are ready. They are ready for fishing season right now. The sale was a good success. And, if you forgot to go to the sale and get line wound on your reels, well, they've got that. They've got the full complement of live bait. They've got ice. They've got everything you need to go fishing. And they really have that great fishing report, too. That's a phone number you can call 24 hours a day. Doesn't ring. It doesn't ring in the shop. It's a recording. So it's 410-247-3474 for the 24-hour fishing report. That's 410-247-FISH. And, of course, Clyde's is open 7 days a week. They're open today. And you can stop by and get your, get a check out, a new rod or reel, a line, or any kind of lures you need, rockfish trolling baits, inline sinkers, terminal tackle, hooks, sinkers, swivels, leaders, trout bait, crappy bait, twisters, tubes, plastics, anything and everything. If you're a hunter, by the way, they just brought in the new Browning ammunition, the new line of Browning ammunition. The first stuff in the door was 22s. If you have been looking for 22 shells, which have been hard to find, Clyde's has 22s. Made by Browning. Prices are good, not unreasonable. And go and check some of that new Browning ammunition out, especially the 22s. No magnums yet, but they've got boxes and boxes and boxes and cases and cases and cases of 22s, especially from the folks at Browning. So check that out. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, phone number 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, it's time for the Harvard Grace. Harvard Grace, Harvard Grass, Harvard Groose, where, whatever you say it, I say Harvard Grace, Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. If you enjoy decoy collecting and the great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or scenic walk along the bay, that's a great promenade up there, by the way. It's the 35th annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 6th, Saturday, May 7th, and Sunday, May 8th. Admission's $10 for the weekend. Children under 12 admitted free with a paying adult. Carving competitions. You ought to see these guys carve. No question. It's the epicenter of carving in Maryland. The retriever demonstration, goose and duck calling competition, live raptor display, a sculling competition, a silent auction, and much more featuring, of course, community and nonprofit organizations. There'll be 100 decoy carvers there, wildlife artists, photographers, and others will be on hand to showcase their work and much of it for sale. The family friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. There are free shuttle buses that run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harvard E. Grace Decoy Museum on May 6th, 7th, and 8th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com, or you can call them 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. And just one note here, the Decoy Festival chairman this year are indeed unique. The female, Shannon Dimmig. Yeah, female. And two young boys, Daniel and Jonathan Irons, ages 12 and 14, each of whom will be present at the festival. Those are the festival chairs this year. Pretty cool.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about a brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and
Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Morning, Chuck. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So
great time last weekend.
I'm glad you had a good time. Did you get enough to eat?
Yes. I didn't eat until the next day.
It was a good menu. I'll tell you, I wish I'd have had a chance to sit down and have a plate. I got one little bite of chocolate cake there at the end. But
yeah, you were kind of busy.
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I heard my name a couple times.
Yeah, well, you know, people are familiar.
Calling me out without calling me out.
I called you out without calling you out, exactly. So, good.
Yeah, I think Fran had another good time.
I think she probably did. I think she did, yep. So,
and my buddy Bill, my friend Bill did.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. Well, hey, I saw Bob. I said hello to Bob. And which one won the gun?
He's the one who won the gun,
Bob.
The drawing last year, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I saw him there. I don't know if he knew who I was or not, but, you know, I only met him one time, but he seemed to be a good guy.
Oh, he is. He's definitely a good guy. Good guy.
Yep.
But,
so.
It's too bad that you didn't have enough room to put more people in there. They would have had a good time.
Oh, they would have. But, you know, I think the... You know, the folks in Martin said, hey, we could put 10 people to a table and you get, you know, another 80 people in there. Can you imagine what another 80 people would look like?
Well, it's like our table was a little bit crowded because we squeezed Bob in.
Right, exactly.
but it was a good time. Both years been a great time. And
yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do for an encore.
Well, we're going to have another one. That's what we're going to do. So stay tuned, buddy. We're just getting started. You know, this organization's only not even 2 years old. So we're pretty tickled about the way it's going. So
I hear the music. So I'll talk to you again.
You got it, Chuck. Thanks again, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You got it, buddy. See ya.
Bye bye.
All right, there we go. More coming up next hour, folks. Get your dialing finger ready. I'd like to have a lot of conversations with all y'all. And, you know, it was a great week. We had a wonderful benefit on Saturday and got my taxes done. And I'm not in too bad a shape there. I'm pretty good shape, as a matter of fact, with my taxes. And so met my new accountant at a Hall Company. So it's all good. And get out, stay out, stay safe.